If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by.
It's more than a lifestyle show. It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us right here on Biz Talk Radio. It is Frankie Boyer. Joining us today, our first guest, is Hector McDonald. And this is such, I have to tell you that, you know how they say there are many sides to a story, but how many sides to every story really shape our reality? Hector McDonald is an expert in business storytelling, and as a strategic communications consultant, he's advised the leaders of some of the world's top corporations and industries as diverse as financial services, telecom, technology, and healthcare. He's a best-selling author of 4 novels. He's with us today. The new book is Truth, How Many Sides to Every Story Shape Our Reality. Hector, this is you're on a very interesting slope right now with this book, because my perception of truth is very different than how you perceive the same story to be true.
That's almost certainly true, Frankie, because all of us have our different ways of seeing everything around us, and I suppose the challenge of that and the opportunity, the challenge is that we need to be more aware of the dangers of misinformation, of misunderstanding, the facts and data that we come across. But I suppose the opportunity is that we also have the possibility of shaping our communication, shaping the way we use truth to constructive ends, to engage people, to motivate people, inspire people. While, of course, some of the more villainous characters in society may be using it to mislead us in the same way.
Right. And I'm not pointing any fingers to any political party, because I think both parties and all parties are guilty of of how they interpret the truth to fit their agendas.
That's absolutely true. I think we can think of plenty of presidents from both sides of the aisle.
Yes,
who have done very interesting things with their versions of the truth, ranging from, Bill Clinton with his different definition of the word sex in the Monica Lewinsky scandal, which was a form of the truth, but not one that many of us agreed with.
Exactly.
Through to President Bush doing some very clever games with the run up to the Iraq war, when he associated Al-Qaeda and Iraq in the same speech, but didn't actually say they were working together to attack America, but implied it simply by cross-referencing them constantly in the same speech.
So when I become aware of what the truth is, or when I get the facts, it's easier to make the decision. So this book, I could see having so much merit in helping us clarify and be more articulate in our own interpretation of the truth.
I hope so. I started by a discussion of the complexity of so much of the of what's around us, and that helps, I hope, recognize that when we think we understand a subject or an issue, an event, a policy, whatever it may be, there may be many other sides to it that we're missing, many other fragments of the truth. We're usually just glimpsing a partial truth. And so we may get the wrong end of the stick, but we may also be fed deliberately, a side of the truth which is just not representative of the whole. So I hope that, from the beginning, I'm helping sort of equip people with the tools to start recognizing the complexities of some of the truth we see around us, and that will get people into a stronger position to interpret messages, truths that they're hearing, and see whether they think they're really a true reflection of reality.
Well, Hector, you resonate with me with your book, and there are a couple of instances, and I will share one of them with you. Many years ago, I interviewed someone who was trying to tell us the truth about what was really happening with fish and our oceans. And you know where I'm going with this. And and at the time I was a pescatarian. So I ate fish, but not meat or chicken. And I had been in a lacto-ovo vegetarian and went back to eating fish for just a couple of years. And then when I read the book and realized the facts, it made me sick, and I decided that I really needed to go back to being a vegetarian, which I did. And I can't remember the name of the book, but it was about a fish that we all eat, that everybody eats. It's called the Chilean sea bass. The problem is that name was given to that fish by marketers. It is really the Patagonian toothfish. Now, who wants to eat a Patagonian toothfish? And so they renamed it the Chilean sea bass, making it a favorite around the world. And what they don't tell you is that they're killing this fish. It needs to live 17 years before it can have its first birth. And they're not letting it have its first birth. It's a very oily fish. What they're not telling you is that it's never fresh, ever. It's impossible to ever get this fish fresh. So it will never be fresh at any of your restaurants. It's very fatty, so it stays longer than...
The latest trend to hit store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation. And it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store today about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com.
This is Dr. John Duyard. You need to reset your circadian clock with the right herbal support. New Stanford research tells us that bacteria in the gut must change with each season. One study actually showed that deer, when they eat out of season, get such a level of indigestion it could kill the deer. The soil is loaded with good bacteria that change with each season and attach to the foods that we eat and the herbs that we take. If we eat foods that are processed or the herbs we take are sterile extracts, we miss out on the seasonal repopulation of our gut probiotics. The seasonal shift of our gut bugs is how we maintain our circadian rhythm. Circadian medicine is now Nobel Prize winning science predicted to revolutionize modern medicine as we know it. At lifespot.com, we publish a free monthly seasonal eating guide with recipes for each month and a seasonal whole herb suggestion to help you reset your circadian clock and repopulate your gut bugs with each and every season. Go to lifespot.com and sign up for the free 3-season diet challenge right on my homepage.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-708-1605.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-708-1605. That's 1-800-708-1605.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Biz Talk Radio.
Tell me not to live, just sit and putter.
Yes. She wasn't there, but she made the news at the Academy because Jimmy did a funny joke about the cloning of her dogs. That's, of course, the very talented Barbara Streisand joining me today, a special edition on the Frankie Boyer Show. We're talking Oscars. We're talking about the Me Too movement. We're talking about the business of what's happening in Hollywood. And I have to ask you, do you think that we're seeing, not the demise, far from it, but do you see the role of going to the movies less, or is it still something people are going to do?
You know what, Frankie, thanks for keeping me on here. I think there's so much competition out there for content, for movies, for shows, whether it be on Netflix, whether it be on Amazon Prime, whether it be the movie theaters. But I think people will always go to the movie theaters because it creates that experience.
You do, okay. Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree. I think that we won't lose that, but I think that we have definitely lost a lot of the immediacy with
where people have to go.
Yeah, with Netflix. I think Netflix has just taken over, and I'm even now a subscriber, which I was not before.
Wow. A round of applause. What do you call it? You know what they're doing at movie theaters now, which is much nicer? They're making the chairs nicer. You can
yes,
pick
they
your
are.
Seat. They're bringing bars and restaurants in.
That's right. In Boca, my friend lives in Boca, and she was saying that there are fine dining restaurants in the theater itself so that you can eat and then go to the movies. Eat while sitting at the movies. I know that when I go to the movies, I love these beautiful new chairs. I love them. I love bringing my own refreshments, which I make, and bring them in. It's a nice experience. It really is. And it's
absolutely.
It's good to get away for a couple of hours. But I guess,
from what I understand, the new movie, what they're going to be doing a lot of these movie theaters is giving you a subscription rate where you pay a certain amount of dollars per month and you can see as many movies as you want.
Oh, I think that's brilliant.
I think that's brilliant.
Yes, I think that will help tremendously. I really do. The movies that really made a splash last night will probably have another run at getting more audience to go see them. And I think that, you know, we're looking at a lot of movies. Phantom Thread won for best costume design, and I think people will go see that.
What do you think about all the gorgeous looks from the red carpet last night?
I thought they were exquisite. They were very regal. A lot of gold. A lot of red. A lot of white, very regal statements being made by the lack of a lot of other colors, but those colors really stood out, and I thought everybody, there were very few misses last night, very, very few misses in my opinion. I thought everybody's gowns, the gowns
were... What do you think of Whoopi Goldberg?
She had a special gown made. so she could wear flat shoes. She looked lovely. She absolutely looked lovely. And I thought that
Nicole Kidman looked great as well, too.
Oh, my gosh. Well, she's so beautiful. How could she not? I thought everybody, Sandra Bullock was great in her black and gold. And they were
Jennifer
just exquisite. Viola Davis looked exquisite. She wore beautiful pink, and it looked lovely on her. It really looked beautiful on her. A lot of white. I thought Jane Fonda, I don't know what the heck she's doing, but her skin on her chest, on my high definition, I don't, 80 years old. What does she do for her skin? I mean, I understand
Botox,
she's had,
but I don't know.
No, not for the chest on the skin. You know, you can't hide the hands and you can't hide the chest. Those are two areas that you just, I mean, you can hide them because you're old, but you can't do a whole lot. I don't know what she's done, but boy, 80 years old. She's 80.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Incredible.
You know who looked kind of weird, I thought? Emma Stone.
You didn't like the pants with the jacket?
Pants is like kind of jacket with a bow around it and the shoes.
Well, it was an old Hollywood statement of, you know, that I thought I didn't have a problem with it. I just didn't. I really didn't. Okay.
Allison Williams, I thought she looked great. Selma Hayek, beautiful.
Oh, she did. I didn't like Selma's dress. Selma's was one of the misses, I thought. It really missed. But that's okay. What do I know?
Jennifer Garner.
Jennifer Garner looked exquisite. Didn't she look exquisite?
Absolutely.
So Sam Rockwell won for three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Right.
This movie got a lot of buzz and a lot of winners.
Absolutely. I did like his initial speech with just, you know, go look outside, check out a billboard, whatever.
Yeah. I thought that the foreign language film, A Fantastic Woman from Chile won. The best supporting actress, of course, Allison Janney, and I, Tonya, which will make another round. The animated short film, I thought that was great that Kobe won.
Absolutely.
Your basketball.
You know, I just got to bring up Kobe Bryant, the basketball player.
Yeah, he won. That was his animated short film. And then Coco won for the animated feature film. Blade Runner,
which is really good because it was one of by far the best
animated,
cartoonish sort of movies, animated movies. Absolutely,
yeah. Heaven is a Traffic Jam on the 405 one for documentary short,
right.
The Silent Child one for live action short film. James Ivey finally won. Call Me by Your Name.
Hey.
I mean, what a career he has had, extraordinary career. We were talking about Jordan Peele, and he won for Get Out, and cinematography, Blade Runner 2049, original score, The Shape of Water won. That was
right.
It,
is it me, or do a lot of these categories just, you know, they're pointless for the American viewer?
Well, I think the artistry behind them is important. No, I think it's really important. But what I didn't find was that they're like kissing each other before they go up to the go up and get your Oscar and then come back and do that. You know, we're all waiting for you.
Right.
I just just tell them
like one of the categories, best makeup. Why do I care about that? Yeah.
Well, you do care about it because it's the artistry in creating the scenes that took hours and hours for some of the actors before they went out. No, I mean. Well, anyway, it will definitely, of course, The Shape of Water won 4 Oscars last night. 4.
Yep.
And, yeah.
Three
billboards.
A lot more money in the box office.
Yeah. The Shape of Water is going to be one of those big things. The other story was Gary Oldman just won the Oscar for Best Actor, and he's also been accused of domestic violence. So go figure. Yet to be uncovered. So let's see how it all unfolds. Thank you so much, Mark Oldman, for chilling with us today and talking Hollywood. We'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
For a limited time at Sprint, lease one Samsung Galaxy S9 or S9 Plus and get one S9 on us. Plus, with Galaxy Forever exclusively from Sprint, you can upgrade to the newest Galaxy every year. It's like pre-ordering for the future. No other national carrier gives you what Galaxy Forever does. And it's included with Galaxy S9 and S9 Plus. These phones are loaded with great features, including Samsung's best camera ever with super slow-mo, advanced low-light photo taking, and instant translation of street signs, menus, and more. You can also create AR emojis you have to see to believe. Switch to Sprint today. Lease a Galaxy S9 or S9 Plus, and for a limited time, get one S9 on us. Call 1-800-SPRINT-1 or visit sprint.com/galaxy.
S9, $33 a month. S9 Plus, $38 a month. And get a second S9, $0 a month after $33 a month credit applied within two bills. Requires 18-month leases with two new lines or one new line and one upgrade after 12 lease payments. Early termination results in remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, and $30 activation fee. Upgrade after 12 lease payments. Restrictions apply.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. It is a pleasure to have you with us today on Biz Talk Radio. We're talking the Oscars. We're talking Hollywood. And I couldn't think of a better person to be doing this with than our next guest, because she is an award-winning writer of TV and film. Some of the shows that she wrote for include Murphy Brown, Fame, Carol and Company, starring Carol Burnett. She also wrote and produced a family feature film, How to Beat a Bully. And she's won numerous awards. She's been honored by the Writers Guild of America. The accolades go on and on and on. She's an entertainment reporter. She has a new book on out called How to Live Like a Millionaire When You're a Million Short. And we always love having her on the show. And it is such a pleasure to have you with us, Marilyn Anderson.
Thank you so much, Frankie. It's great to be here.
So, Marilyn, before we get into the Time's Up in the Me Too movement, which I thought was so prevalent and powerful last night, what did you think of the awards? Because Mark Goldman from Goldman PR, we were just talking, and I have to be honest with you, I thought they were lacking something, and there was an energy missing from the evening. And I don't know what it was, but I would have liked to have seen more iconic figures and scenes from the past, even more, and more tributes done to old Hollywood. 90 years, Marilyn, I just feel like they fell short. What were your thoughts?
I have to say I agree with you. I think the opening, which they did with black and white, you know, it was cute, but it didn't quite work. I thought it was, it just seemed a little flat.
Yes.
And I thought when Eva Marie Saint came out, it was great. It was classic. She's 93 years old, and she was lovely. But I think even the pieces that they did, where they put all the clips together, they were so fast, you didn't get a
yes.
sense of what I think they were trying to convey.
Right. That being said, the show, I thought it had more misses than it had positives. But on one hand, though, we cannot underplay the Me Too and Time's Up movement. And so as a woman who is in a room with mostly men writers for decades, it really stinks that women have been in this role in Hollywood for all of these years, Marilyn.
Well, I have been there too. I was on a show when I was on staff. There were 10 men and 2 women in the writer's room. And it's still to this day, we've heard how the directors, there's been a lot in the news about how we need more female directors, but the Writers Guild and the writers haven't really done it. And there's fewer female writers getting the opportunities, both in TV and film, to do their work. I mean, I've lived it, so I understand how it is. And I think
right.
it's great. I think it's great that people came out last night. But one of the good speeches was by the woman who won for the song with her husband, Kristen
yes.
Anderson Lopez. And she
yes.
talked about in her category it's 50-50.
Yeah.
But that we need to have that in all categories.
What did you think of Francis's speech at the end, having all of the women come up?
I thought it was great. I thought that was the highlight of
yes.
the whole night. And we had to wait a long time for it.
Yeah.
In both ways, both in life and in the show. It was the I think was the defining moment and the best moment of the show.
What do you think, Jimmy Kimmel will be back again next year?
I would be surprised. Actually.
I would be too. I said that too. Me too. I like him, but I think he missed the boat last night. I thought he was brilliant. Don't get me wrong. I thought he did a great job, but I think there was something. There were just some things missing, and I think they need another host. Is what I think.
Yes. Well, the funny thing is, I watch Jimmy Kimmel every night. He's my late night host. So I watch him.
Yes. Yes.
And I liked him, and he certainly set the tone at the beginning, which was good. But I feel that it didn't have the splash, if you remember when Billy Crystal did it years ago, and
yes.
the funny bit, and it just seemed more theatrical. And that's
yeah.
what it was missing. You know, for movies, you would think they would do something creative and theatrical.
Yeah, I felt the same. Yeah, I felt the same way. I felt the same way. You know, I have to say that even when the late Bob Hope, and we're going back decades, but he had these one-line zingers that were just brilliant.
Yeah, well, he was, yeah, I mean, I don't remember Bob Hope. I mean, I remember him. I don't remember him hosting the show. But I do remember, like I said, with Billy Crystal, he just, there were more bits that were funny in and of themselves. And I think when you see the Tonys always have a fabulous show. Because
always.
They do a lot of theatrical, they do singing and dancing, and there's a light to them that was just missing in this presentation last night.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely spot on. I was shocked, to be honest, of the lack of musicals in general. Just the four songs that were nominated, and I would have liked to have seen more entertainment, as you're saying, much more entertainment. And I would have, you know, did you like the fact that they had Warren and Beatty back and Faye Dunaway? I thought that was clever.
Yes, but I really expected them to do something more with it. I mean, if
yeah.
you're going to bring them back, give them something funny to do or to say that relates to what happened.
Yeah.
As it
yeah.
was, they came in and it was very straight on. And I thought, if you're going to have them back, do something funny.
They didn't do anything funny. You're right. They just didn't.
And, I think that writers should have come up with something clever to highlight they were back, you know?
What were some of the best moments of last night, in your opinion?
Well, for me, the best moment was, as I mentioned before, Frances McDormand and her speech. I thought that was fabulous.
Yeah.
Seeing Jane Fonda and Helen Mirren.
Oh, I loved that. I don't know what, I was just saying to Mark, I don't know what Jane Fonda is doing and what she's using, but I've never seen skin on an 80-year-old woman look so magnificent. This woman's skin, her chest, and I mean, she just looks amazing.
Well, she is. I mean, she's always looked amazing. She's always been in shape. But, you know, she wears, her dress was gorgeous. It was super classy.
Yes. Her hair was elegant.
Very classy. And, of course, last night they really did focus on the woman. They had, you know, when Rita Moreno came out, and did you know Rita Moreno wore the same dress that she wore in 1962 when she collected her Oscar then?
Yes. Yes.
So I didn't realize that at first, and I didn't love the dress, but then I realized there was a reason. Of course, when Guillermo del Toro accepted his Oscar and he talked about how important it was that he was welcome to America. And then when Lupita Nyong'o and Kumail talked about the fact that they stand with the dreamers.
Yes.
There were some nice moments.
There were some lovely moments. Absolutely. Absolutely. Do you think, and I asked this question of Mark, do you think because we are so spoiled with 24/7, and I'll let you answer it when we come back from break, we have access to so much, so many materials in our arena to go to every single day. Is it taking away from us going to the movies? And I'm going to let you answer that when we come back. Hey, Marilyn, give us the best website so people can find out more about you, and you're going to continue with us in just a moment.
Great. It's howtolivelikeamillionaire.com.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Lift up your head and shout. There's gonna be a great day.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast-dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune-boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. Biz TV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request Biz TV.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. And we were just talking about Rita Moreno, and that was the film that she won, West Side Story. And she reconfigured. It's Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio, and joining me is the very talented former screenwriter and the former television and film and screenwriter. Noted writer as well, by the way, Marilyn Anderson. Her new book is out, How to Live Like a Millionaire When You're a Million Short. Marilyn, welcome back. And she just had the dress refigured. She had the top of it changed. It was I would have liked it, the original, but she had it made strapless. So there
yes,
you go.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah. But listen, the fact that she got into the same dress is extraordinary anyway. Marilyn, do you think that Hollywood is losing its power? Do you think that the Netflix, the 24/7 cable, the way in which we get our news today and our entertainment is taking a big chunk out of Hollywood?
I think it's changing. I don't think it's becoming less powerful. I think there's so many TV shows now, and the quality of TV, especially on some of these cable channels, is amazing. And so what's happening is a lot of the big movie stars are going to these cable shows. It used to be considered that movie stars would not do television. It was considered a step down. But now you see shows like Big Little Lies, which has Nicole Kidman and Reese Witherspoon, and you have other shows that are getting people who before this would never even consider doing television, and now television really is becoming the medium for reaching people. So there are actually 480 different television shows on now.
Wow.
Yeah, and actually I'm still writing for film and TV. I'm pitching television shows, and I just wrote a romantic comedy feature that hopefully is going to go into production later this year. So I'm still doing it, although just as it's hard being a woman in this business, it's also hard, I would say, in TV. If you're over 35, you're dead, whether it's on camera or behind the scenes. And it was interesting, and I think important, that James Ivory won because he's 89 years old.
How old is he?
He's 89 years old.
Yeah.
And that shows that that age does not mean that you can't write something brilliant. So that was good to see from that point of view.
I can't believe he never won before. Wasn't that his first Oscar?
Yes, it was, and he's produced so many very classy films that I think was pretty amazing that this is what he won for.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think that the Me Too movement was very much honored last night, and that it I thought they did a great job. I thought Ashley Judd, I thought when they all came out, I thought it was wonderful.
Yes, and I thought they did it in a very dignified way.
Which, yeah, I agree.
Which was very, you know, there's a lot of different ways that it could have been handled, and they did it in a more subtle and dignified way than making jokes about it or then putting it in your face, so to speak, you know.
By the way, I think it's so, you're talking about age or ageless, and there's a new movie coming out called The Book Club. Have you seen the trailer for it?
I have seen the trailer, and it looks wonderful. It looks marvelous.
And what a variety of people that are in it. Oh, my gosh. Jane Fonda and Candace Bergen. I mean, it's like a list of who's who.
Yeah, Yes, and Jane Fonda in the trailer looks like she looks like she's 40 years old in that trailer.
Really?
She looks fabulous.
Yeah, yeah. And at 80, what a career. She has Grace and Frankie. She's doing movies. She's working more now than I think she's ever worked before.
Yeah, and Jane Fonda truly comes from Hollywood. You know, her father being Henry Fonda, although when she was growing up, of course, she did not have a good relationship with her father, and it was strained for a long time. But she was a Hollywood child, you know, in terms of having that history and legacy of her father's great films.
Yes, 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 yes. Well, if you were producing the Academy Awards last night, we just have a few moments left with you, Marilyn Anderson, what would you have done? What would you have liked to have seen as someone who's worked in Hollywood, who's been a part of the scene, behind the scenes? What would you have liked to have seen?
Well, I would have liked to have seen some more fun done with visual and cinematic fun. You know, I would have taken movie clips and maybe put them together with live people, done some multimedia stuff, and made it genuinely theatrical and fun.
Right. Okay. I think that's true. I think that's absolutely true. And by the way, Diane Keaton is also in the new Book Club movie.
Yes. Yeah. So that's going to be a good movie. And the other thing that's really good about it is it shows that people, baby boomers and older people, love going to the movies too. It's not just for the CGI
right.
and comic book character.
Right.
So we want
Mary,
to see real people out there.
Mary Steenburgen, Candace Bergen, Jane Fonda, Diane Keaton, those are the new stars of that upcoming Book Club movie, which should be very, very funny. And we are out of time because it just has gone so quickly talking Oscars. So, Marilyn, congratulations on a spectacular career. In spite of the setbacks being a woman, in spite of working 16-hour days with all of those men, you were able to persevere, and we thank you for it. And your best website is
howtolivelikeamillionaire.com.
And thank you so much. We will be back next time. Thanks for being with us, everybody. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for Biz Talk Radio. And as always, smile.
In the sky, you'll get by.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.